Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And financial advisor, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubos. What's on the agenda today, gentlemen?
Well, Lori, I'm going to start off with a joke. I didn't have a joke last week, but I got a good one this week.
Oh, and we missed it, so we're looking forward to it.
I got a good one this time.
All right, we're ready.
A Minnesota couple decided to go to Florida to thaw out during a particular icy winter. They planned to stay at the same hotel where they spent their honeymoon 35 years earlier. Because of hectic schedules, it was difficult to coordinate their travel plans, so the husband left Minneapolis and flew and checked into the hotel. Once he's in his room, he decided to send an email to his wife. However, he accidentally left out one letter in the email address, and without realizing it, he sent it in error. Meanwhile, someone in Houston, a widow, had just returned home from her husband's funeral. The widow decided to check her email, expecting messages from relatives and friends. After reading the first message, she screamed and fainted. The son soon runs into the room and found his mother on the floor and saw a computer screen which read, "To my loving wife, subject, I've arrived. I know you're surprised to hear from me. They have a computer here now, and you're allowed to send emails to your loved ones. I've just arrived and see that everything's been prepared for your arrival tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you there. Hope your journey is uneventful as mine was. P.S. Sure is freaking hot down here."
Oh, no!
Isn't that good?
That's the best joke ever. The best Jim Bird joke ever, I think.
One. Mark, you'd like that.
Yeah, that's cute. Very
and
cute.
And it was short. So that's not bad.
I'd like to send that to my wife.
I love it. That's hilarious.
You know, you can send her whatever you want. It's you have to decide what's right.
How about giving your wife a secure financial future, whether you're here to enjoy it with her or not?
That's right.
How about that?
That's what I'm afraid of, her and her boyfriend being enjoying it.
I meant as far as how you can help those listening.
Well, just kidding. Just kidding. Folks, one of the things you're going to hear me preach, Laurie, and I say this at every seminar, without some guaranteed income in your portfolio, you can't have a comfortable retirement. You got to have some guaranteed income as part of your, and I mean, you need two sources. Social Security is one, we know that, but you need another source of guaranteed income in that to have a comfortable retirement. And we know how to get that source of income, and you know how to get an income for life, is you can't outlive. And just forget about it and enjoy life. And it's not tied to the market. It's not up and down returns. You know, it's not volatile. It's guaranteed. It'll be there for life, guaranteed for life for you and your spouse. And also, you need some kind of coverage for long-term care or confinement coverage today's economy, because right now that's a big issue.
It's expensive, and we're all living longer. With that longer health is going to come more complications. More important than ever to have that long-term care coverage.
We can show you how to get it without cost. Without cost.
That's almost too good to be true. But we encourage you to call to find out how it is true. If you'd like to talk about it some more.
They don't have to come see me. I won't do it in the seminar. They have to come see us, and we'll show you how to do it.
Okay, so we do encourage our radio show listeners to pick up the phone, take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. by calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And, of course, you can always go to our website, Ask Jim Bird, B-Y-R-D, AskJimBird.com. Now, you know, you guys kind of fool around a little bit and always like to throw you a curve. So I want to throw a phrase at you that I bet everybody will know. I don't know where it originated, but this is a phrase called set it and forget it. You remember where that came from? Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it.
I don't recall.
It could have been something associated with cooking, but I want to tell you how dangerous that phrase is. Set it and forget it. You know, we all think we plan. We all think that we're prepared for the future, and we all think we're doing a good job. But I think too often people sit down and say, well, you know, I've got everything there, and it's just going to be okay. Well, things aren't just okay when you set it and forget it, and you don't look at it. That's one of the things that we see quite often. When people come in, they may have had an IRA or a 401k or a simple retirement plan, some form of retirement savings, and they've been letting it set and forget for years. They've just been letting it go because it's hard to manage things. It's very hard. If you are trying to manage a stock portfolio, yeah, you have to look at it every day. You can't set it and forget it.
Absolutely right, Gary. Absolutely right. And we see more of that. We see more of that every day. People coming in, you know, and they say, well, we haven't looked at it lately. Our broker hadn't called us lately, but we know it's not doing very well, and we're wondering what it's doing. You got to look at it every day, Gary, because if you're associated with the market. Now, products that we sell, you don't have to look at it every day, Gary.
No, I mean,
it's guaranteed.
You want to have something in place where I don't want to tell you to set it and forget it, because I want you to always think about it. You know, retirement is not an easy thing. You know, most people don't think that their retirement is going to be 25 to 30 years. We're not living in our parents' age anymore. You know, our parents expected to work till probably 62, 65, maybe a little bit longer, depending on the profession they were in. And then they expected to retire. And unfortunately, a lot of them probably didn't expect to live very long. So they didn't think about how many years they were going to have to pay for their expenses in retirement. Today, that's much different. It's nothing for people to live into their 80s and 90s. I just saw something the other day. I think it was a lady in Mobile. She was approaching her 100th birthday. No, I tell you who it was. It was Dick Van Dyke. I was watching the CBS Morning News the other night. He's 95, and he said, you know, I'm going to plan to live to be 100. Well, how many of us are planning for our retirement funds to last to 100? How do you do that?
Well, I have seen a lot of actors lately that's died, you know, and they lived in their 90s.
But, right.
But they were had a lot of money.
Right.
You know, and well taken care of, and but not all of us are that lucky, Gary, to have a lot of money and be taken care of. You could be if you plan right. You know, if you come see us and let's plan right, you may be. But you got to plan for longevity now. You can't plan on living 75, 80 years old like our parents. You got to.
Right. And you just said it a minute ago. You said, you know, we need a reliable source of income that's never going to go away. When you talk about Social Security, if you're a couple and one of you passes away, the one that remains is going to get the higher of the two Social Securities. But you don't get both.
Even if you got a military pension, see, they're going to usually, your spouse is going to get half that pension, military pension, or whatever pension you've got.
Right.
So the spouse is going to take a cut in pay. When the primary spouse, the husband dies, or vice versa, whichever what it is that has the pension, the other surviving spouse is going to get half of it.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to say. So you got to prepare for that. And we see it every day, Gary, don't we? Every day.
We do. And here's the question. How many people want to cut in pay? How many of us walk into our boss and say, hey, I tell you what, you know, I really love working here. Why don't you pay me half as much as you've been paying me for the last few years? But that's the reality that a lot of retirees face. When one spouse passes away, you're going to lose some income, and you're going to change your tax status. So there's things that we ask people about that they just think, well, you know, it's going to be okay. It goes back to set it and forget it. You know, just let it go. Well, just letting it go doesn't work in anything.
Well, taxes, inflation is going to take care of a lot of that money anyway. Gary, down the road, you're going to get less money anyway. But why take a big cut and pay for your spouse, take a big cut in your pay when you could just sit back and get the same income you were getting?
Right. It comes down to planning and putting things in place that you know you can count on,
right,
that you know we're going to be there every month or every quarter, depending on how often you want to receive your benefits. You know, I talk about in our seminars, I look forward to the fourth Wednesday of every month. That's the day that I know my Social Security check is going to be deposited in my bank account.
Yours the fourth, I think mine's the third.
It just varies for different people because, you know, the government can't write all the checks on one day, although sometimes I think they just write checks just to write checks, and I wish we could do that sometime. But, you know, it really does come down to having enough funds to pay for your retirement. That's what it's all about.
That's it. But that's a once in a lifetime. You took a lifetime to build these funds, folks, and you don't want to see it dwindle away in a bad market or something like that happened, and you've lost a fourth of it or half of it almost overnight.
Yeah.
You can't do that, folks. I mean, you can do it if you don't bother you don't mind losing it, that's okay. But if you want to see steady growth in your returns on the market and not losing money and guaranteed returns and then get a guaranteed income for life for both you and your spouse, that's what you got to come see us for, because we have that. And if you want some nursing home coverage or long-term care coverage in it, we've got products that have that in it too. Come see us, folks. And then if you're already too late for that to build up a nest egg, then you can supplement it with life insurance.
Yeah.
You know, we do a life insurance plan. That's what we do. But the life insurance plan is not just death benefit anymore. It's a great investment.
Some people think it's too late to buy life insurance. And life insurance, back in my parents' generation, they thought of life insurance as just a death benefit. Well, I'm going to leave something for my family if I'm not here. And that's an important thing. You know, people are buying life insurance every day. You get it through your employer. But generally what you get through your employer is a term plan. It's there while you're working. But if you change jobs, you lose that. And hopefully your new employer will have something for you. You know, life insurance is like buying a house. You know, most people try to find a way to buy a home at some point because they don't want to keep paying rent. There's some forms of insurance that are appropriate at different times in your life that you rent. But if you're really planning for your future, using life insurance as part of your asset class can be an important thing. And that's one of the things we talk about when people come to our seminars. We've got one coming up next week at Char 32 in Point Clear on Thursday the 10th at 6:30. I think it's almost full, but we encourage people to give us a call. If we fill up, you know, I'd love to have a problem like we had last month. We had to actually schedule another seminar because we were full, and we're practicing social distancing with COVID, so it's a good thing to have to deal with.
Yes, it is. So we encourage our radio program listeners to call for the complimentary consultation or seats in an upcoming seminar with Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Those numbers are 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you can always go to AskJimBird.com, BYRD, or Safe Harbor Financial Daphne. There's other Safe Harbor Financials across the country. But if you go to AskJimBird.com, you'll get right to our website. Hey, going back to set it and forget it, you know, it is just such a bad thing. You know, you think about your health. We don't set and forget our health. Most people today are trying to eat healthier, exercise more. So set it and forget it is not something that will pay off in the long term. when it comes to retirement, let's talk about some things that we really should have, but most of us fall short of. I'm the same way. It took me a while to say, yes, I'm going to do this. How many of us have a written budget for our necessary and our discretionary spending? You know, some costs don't go away in retirement. You're going to have utilities, automobile insurance as long as you're driving, food. Wow, have you been to the grocery store lately and seen what's happening with the cost of meat? Or I think I mentioned on this show a couple of weeks ago, Kimberly Clark or one of the big paper products companies was going to be raising their prices in the high single digits by September. That means an increase of somewhere between 5% and 9%. That's a high single digit.
If you look at your lumber prices lately, Gary.
Oh my gosh, I went into a local building supply place the other day because I needed a sheet of plywood, and what used to be a 3/4-inch sheet of plywood for about $40 was $66. That's brought about by the effects of the pandemic, which we're still dealing with. You know, some people are still trying to get back to work and get back into their routine. I read something the other day that said a lot of people retired last year that hadn't planned to retire, and they faced an issue of when should they take their Social Security. We talked to people about that.
Absolutely. You know, and Gary and I had look at different ways to take Social Security. I mean, we're an example of it. I took mine later in life. Gary took his earlier, and because of his circumstance at the time.
Yep.
And we just had a couple in yesterday that we told them, and they didn't need the money right now. I said, by all means, don't take your Social Security right away. Let it build. Let it grow, right? Grow at 6 or 8%.
Right.
That's
more and more people.
Return on your money.
More and more people are taking Social Security at 62 versus 65. And I wish I would have had someone to really counsel me when I made that decision, because I just thought, well, I'm 62, I've retired, let's go ahead and take the money. I didn't think about the growth that was there, and I could have used funds from somewhere else and let that Social Security grow, but I made the decision because I didn't have a really good financial advisor. And, you know, I've mentioned this on this show before. How did Tiger Woods get to be such a good golfer? He didn't get to be a good golfer because he just went out to the golf course every time he had a chance and hit some balls. He had coaches. Yeah. He had people that helped him look at what he was doing and give him advice about how to make it better. And that's what we try to do for folks. We ask you the questions about where are you right now? And sometimes those are not easy questions for folks to answer. How much have you saved?
Well, Gary, both and I, we've talked about your father, and I've talked about mine, but my parents grew up blue-collar people. My mother did not work outside the home. My father worked at U.S. Steel, you know, all his life. And he had Social Security and a pension.
Right.
Yeah, out there, you know, and it was probably okay when he retired. Okay, he could live with his means, but as the years dwindled away, you know, the inflation and taxes, he had less and less money.
Well, of course.
And so he wasn't prepared for longevity, and unfortunately, he didn't have to worry about it because he didn't live that long because he smoked.
Yeah. But also, you have to worry about the fact that there are few pensions left today.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
pensions right. were a popular thing when people worked for one company all their lives and didn't have a different job. Today, it's very uncommon to find someone who's been with one company their entire life. Usually, we change jobs every few years. I shouldn't say few. I don't want to make it sound like people change jobs every 3 years, but over the course of your career, people are always looking for something to be better, to earn more, to do more. And so defined pension plans became a dinosaur because they were too expensive to maintain, and that's where defined contribution plans came from, your IRAs, your 401ks,
right.
Because they put the burden on the employee to manage and not the company. Now, well, there's nothing wrong with that, but it goes back to set it and forget it. Well, I was taught when I went to work for my first company, just do a payroll deduction. Don't even think about it. It's going to reduce your income, and you're going to save money for the future. But I miss some important things.
And today, in today's world, it's more important than ever to take control of your own future and your own retirement by seeking professional consultation. So we encourage you to call Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird, as well as advisor Gary Garner at Safe Harbor Financial, and take advantage of the offer to sit down with a complimentary consultation to find out what your goals and dreams are, review the portfolio, see if you're where you need to be, and if you're not, there are ways to make that happen. So pick up the phone. That's the first thing, the first point of action that you can do for yourself and your future and your retirement by calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And I know you think I'm going to say the website, but here's a wild idea. Come by our office at 9056 Merritt Lane in Daphne. You know what? We can't always see people when they walk in because, you know, we work by appointment. But you know what? If you're near us, just pull your car into our parking lot. Come in and say, hey, I've got a question about retirement. I got a question about Social Security. I got a question about Medicare. You know, we may not have all the answers right at our fingertips that moment, but I guarantee you we can do a little research and get you some answers.
A lot of our clients do come by just to visit. They're in the area. They come by and say hello, and you know, they like have a cup of coffee, and they like to talk because we're like big family. You know, if we have time to see them, we'll see them, and chew the fat, that's what we do. And somebody would come by and tell me a new joke, and I'll put it down and tell it to Laurie on there.
Looking forward to it.
Well, you know, it's good to laugh, but it's also good to be serious and to plan.
Right.
And that's what we try to make the planning process not so much of a burden as a conversation. What, you know, what do you want in your retirement? What are you looking for? Do you want to travel? Do you want to just be able to stay home and listen to the birds chirp in the backyard? I don't care what you're planning to do. You have to have funds to do it. And that's where we come in. We help people manage their funds so that you don't run out of money before you run out of life.
Absolutely. And it's not that complicated. Sometimes it's just simple. You know, we had a case the other day, Gary, where somebody came in and, you know, their funds were all in the market, and they're in their 60s to 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were high-risk stuff and stuff. I said, you don't really know. What's this money for? Well, it's for retirement. I said, wouldn't you want a secure return on your money and know that you're getting guaranteed income in the end that you can trigger when you need it? And said, yeah, we like it. I said, well, that's simple. We got the solution. Here it is.
Yeah.
We showed them what we could do with it, and they were happy with it. That's what they wanted. Nobody had to sit down and show them the solution, that kind of solution.
Right. There's a time in your life that you can take more risks.
Right.
You know, if I'm 25 years old, I might get out and I might run farther than I think. I might work a little bit harder in the yard than I think I can. But am I going to be doing the same things at 65 or 70 that I was doing at 25 or 30? So why should you think that
not.
The strategy you were using at 25 and 30, putting mm-hmm. all your money in the stock market, is going to work for you at 65 or 70?
And that's one reason we call the show Safe Investing in the New Economy, because right. you can't do things yeah. the way they used to be done back right. in the day.
But you know, Laurie, we've been talking about guaranteed income and all for at least 10 years. I have.
Yes, you have.
And now you've seen all the articles written on guaranteed income, need of guaranteed income. They're putting in 401Ks now, annuities and 401K, things like that. You know, they're catching up with what we've been preaching for 10 years.
Yes.
Well, they're not only offering it, there are plans right now that are being discussed by Congress to require 401Ks to offer a guaranteed income stream. And it's the same kind of things that we've been putting people in for years.
Yeah.
It's not the stock market. But we can give you a reliable rate of return. Now, I say rate of return, a reliable growth rate that you can count on every year. We can measure how it's growing. And then when you get ready to start taking income, we can tell you how much you're going to have and how long, and we can say, it's going to be there as long as you live, as long as the companies that we represent are in business.
Let's say this, Gary. We're independent brokers, so we're free to go out to any company we want to and find the best carriers out there.
Well, of course.
If you're tied to one company, like I was for many years in my career, you're limited to what you can do.
Right.
What you can show. So remember that. We've got the best of the best.
goes back to another old phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, things that I remember that my parents and my grandparents used to tell me, there's a reason for doing those things. And I think we get tied up in being so busy in our lives today, we forget the simple things. And the simple things are what makes sense.
And back to what you were speaking of, Jim, you were touting annuities as a viable retirement option when others were saying annuities are bad. But absolutely, annuities are not all the same. Is that something you'd like to get into before the show's over?
Well, annuities are not, it's not your grandfather's annuity. That's why phrase I use. They're different. They've created different annuities. Used to be very cumbersome. I don't know what I'm worried.
Cumbersome?
Cumbersome. Thank you,
okay.
And they used to be expensive, and they wasn't a real good return on your money, but they've changed now, Laurie, and they're more geared towards income, getting a guaranteed lifetime income, and that's the ones that I like. Now, we do some fixed annuities that are great, short-term annuities for short periods. They're better, certainly better than CDs and savings accounts, anything like that, but I like the income annuities. They call it index annuity. Index to the market, where you get market-like returns without risk. That's what I like.
Yeah.
And they have the income riders on them that, you know, get a high return on your money, guaranteed return on your money. I can't give the percentages. I'm not supposed to, but
that's why you should come see us or come to one of our seminars. You know, we'll tell you what's out there and how you can make your money last longer, because when you run out of money, you change your lifestyle, and you don't want to run out of money. You know, Social Security may change over the next few years. Certainly is going to change for our children. But for those of us in our age group, it's probably not going to change a whole lot. But again, if you're married and you're both collecting Social Security, one of those incomes is going to go away. And with the products we work with, one of those incomes never goes away.
Let me say this, leave the clients with this. And Laura, you said it earlier. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
Love that slogan.
I know we've heard people copy that, say it, but that was my old phrase. And
yeah.
I used to love that phrase.
So we encourage you to call to find out how you can make that happen. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and financial advisor Gary Garner with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC, in Daphne. Call for that complimentary consultation or seats to an upcoming seminar, 625-1226, or toll-free 877-251-1984. You can also log on to AskJimBird.com. You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.